Coach Dunbar, drafted by the Steelers. What did you learn from your time here as a player?
I think the thing I learned here being in Pittsburgh for that one season was just how family-oriented the Steelers were, you know, because Chuck Noll was the head coach. Me and Joe Green was my D-line coach. You had a lot of guys who were still here, played with Tunch Yonkin, Damani Dawson, Jerry O, a lot of those guys, and how that has stayed consistent over the years.
Would you say the description for a defensive lineman then is the same as it is now, or is it different?
I think it's still the same thing. I think you still need hostile, mobile, and agile players.
Coming from Alabama, you've spent some time in the league as well, but what's the biggest difference between a college defensive lineman and then when they get here to the league?
The bodies are more mature when you get here to the NFL, because when you get a kid out of high school who may be 16, 17-year-old, he still has room to grow. But I think once you get a kid here in pro ball, he basically is who he is. You know, he's not going to gain 30 pounds just because he came to the NFL. But a lot of those kids between 17 and 21 have put on 20 to 30 pounds or change their body type. Usually when you get a kid out of college, he is who he is.
Would you say that rushing the passer is one of the most important jobs for a D lineman?
Yeah. Nowadays, I mean, when I played back in the day, everybody had a 1,000-yard rusher and a quarterback who maybe threw 2,000 to 2,500 yards. Now you got quarterbacks that's throwing for 4,500 yards, and you got a committee of running backs where you might have one guy go for 800, another guy go for 700. But the thing today with the new rules where you can't jam the wide receivers, you can't hit them high, you can't hit them, it's more of a pass-happy lead, and you have to be able to have big guys who can stop the run at the same time rush the passer.
You mentioned some familiar names from your time with the Steelers, but you met John Mitchell at LSU. Give us your best John Mitchell story.
Well, my best John Mitchell story was, you know, we were in training camp. Well, it was 2 days back in the day, and we had some guys get injured, and one of his comments was, if a dog will bite, he'll bite as a pup. You know, because we had some young guys who had to step up and play for us. And, I mean, that's how Coach Mitchell was. He was always a fun, energetic guy who taught you how to play the game at the right level. So I think, you know, being around him for most of my playing career has been a blessing for me.
Move these chains, baby. Move these damn chains. Let's go. First down. Get the damn defense over here and get ready to roll.
You spent time in Minnesota with Coach Tomlin. He was the defensive coordinator now. How is he the same or different as a head coach?
Well, I haven't coached with him since then, and we've been around, and he's still the same talkative guy. He's authoritative. When he says something, he wants it that way, and I think that's been the thing that I've always enjoyed being around Mike, is he is the guy who he is all the time. And when you don't have to worry about what guy's going to show up, it makes your job a lot easier.
I'm sure you've been busy since arriving in Pittsburgh. How are you getting acclimated, getting to know the guys that you will be coaching in 2018, and what do you think so far just overall as a group?
Watching them on film, I mean, they did an outstanding job doing a lot of things, and, you know, I'm fortunate to have this job here. You know, being in the situation Pittsburgh was in last year, going 13-3, and, you know, adding coaches to the staff, and, you know, when Mike T called me, I couldn't believe it, you know, that, you know, John was going to step aside and do something else for the team, but I jumped right at it, and I was on the next plane to Pittsburgh.
Lastly, overall, in a nutshell, what would you say is your coaching philosophy?
Assessing talent, accumulating talent, and then basically getting that talent to play up to or beyond its potential. And as far as defensive line is concerned, teaching guys how to use their hands, how to come out of their hips. And, you know, when you're talking about just football, but my philosophy is making guys team guys. I know you got a lot of defensive linemen that, you know, they say, a lot of people say it's like herding cats because everybody have their own ego, but every line I've ever coached, the guys enjoy playing with each other and they help each other. Because if you're going to sack a quarterback, it's not going to be one guy. It's going to be a group of guys keeping that quarterback in the pocket. And when those guys are unselfish to do some things that's not good for them but good for somebody else because people are taking away you, let's do something else. And I think when you get a group of guys that can do that kind of stuff, my philosophy comes into play for just having a unit that goes and get a quarterback or stops running backs.